Me find my way back.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Yes, you. Come on. We, you, me, all have at one point diverted to the wrong path, consciously, unconsciously, or just a mistaken route at one point in our lives. Just this morning, it wasn't even a wrong road. It was just a long road. I wasn't sure I would make it back. You know, as I wrapped up my 20-kilometer long run. Maybe it was a wrong idea to do so. But this was in preparation for my marathon next month. I mean, seriously, I mean, the last few kilometers, I was thinking, could I find it within me to make it back and in good time? I knew the route, but I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if I could finish it. In what way do you need to find your way back? A quick chat with some of my team members just the other day. The following came up. One said, I hope to get fit again. Another spoke about the desire to develop a career advancement plan that she had been setting aside, and the need to take care of a long established but now neglected personal business. Finally, someone said and spoke of the longing to spend more time with long lost friends. Acknowledging the need is key to finding one's way back again in any area of life. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let me restate that. For all have lost their way in some way and are not in the best and most fulfilling journey created just for them. Accept the need to turn back. Anticipate feedback. Assess what needs to be addressed and act on what's needed to get you back on track. Tomorrow, we look at a more organized and comprehensive way of acknowledging reality in the process of finding our way back. Nido Kiben. Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. Have a great day.